USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shootings that became a flashpoint in the debate over guns, vigilantism, and racial injustice. Defense attorney Mark Richards.
A huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today.
The president has gotten a clean bill of health, a six-page summary of the president's medical condition on the eve of his 79th birthday shows that the oldest man ever elected president is healthy. Mr. Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, said he wanted to find out the cause of the president's increased throat clearing and coughing. He concluded it was probably acid reflux. He also said the president received a thorough neurological exam, which he said was reassuring. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Forecasters are continuing to track the potential for a storm to impact Americans hitting the roads and skiers to beat the Thanksgiving travel rush next Wednesday. The biggest impact from the gathering storm will be strong winds, but heavy snow and drenching rains are also in the forecast. Meteorologists say a winter storm is expected over the Midwest this weekend. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are anticipated along some of the southern and eastern shores of the Great Lakes. President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
President Biden said he was mulling a potential diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. Biden floated the possibility of a boycott of the Olympics as members of Congress have called for the administration to use the Games as an opportunity to send a message to China over its human rights violations. He said he was considering it after holding a bilateral meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in April that the prospect of a joint boycott of the Beijing Olympics is something we would certainly wish to discuss with other nations. An official with the administration said that Biden isn't expected to attend the Olympics, and that while he hasn't signed off on preventing government officials from attending, the administration was leaning toward a boycott. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the topic was not brought up during Biden's virtual summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping last Monday night. In February, a group of three congressmen introduced a resolution calling for a U.S. boycott of the Games. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Mitt Romney called for an economic boycott in which the U.S. companies would not sponsor any Olympic activities and U.S. spectators would not be able to attend. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas called on the Biden administration to mount a full boycott of the Games. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.